But I want to move now to a story that needs much more attention than it's getting currently in the national media, and that is the situation in the Kashmir Valley. It is now 110 days and counting since we have seen an impasse that refuses to be broken. And most shockingly and worryingly, we are now seeing schools and children being hit the hardest. The pictures you see on your screen are of a burnt school, and this has now become part of a larger pattern. Between 18 and 19 schools, according to the police, have been burnt without anyone stepping up to actually claim responsibility for who's doing this in the last 3 months that we've seen of turmoil and unrest in the valley. This as Yashwant Sinha takes a civil society delegation and actually reaches out to separatists. This situation of the Kashmir Valley falling off the national map, but we need to pay attention, especially when schools and children are at the heart of it. With me in the studio now to talk about this very important phenomenon, the always outspoken Farooq Abdullah, leader of the National Conference, former chief minister of the state. Also joining me from Srinagar today, Amitabh Mattu, who is of course with the PDP and is an advisor to the chief minister. I will start with you, Farooq Saab. How do you assess what's happening in the valley? When you look at the fact that schools are getting burnt, children are getting impacted, you have reports now of teachers being asked to spend nights in these schools. Nobody's stepping up to take responsibility. This is literally education going up in flames. Yet, this situation in the Kashmir Valley is barely getting national attention. What's going on?
Well, first and foremost thing, I think what nation is today looking at is the elections that are taking place very soon, early next year.
In UP and Punjab, you're talking about.
UP, Punjab, and many other, Gujarat and so many other states.
Yes.
I think they're taking the upper hand rather than worrying about what is happening in Kashmir. The problem in Kashmir is that the young are outright fighting for freedom. That is what their battle is.
But nobody wants to acknowledge that in Delhi.
Nobody wants to acknowledge because they don't want to see that the ship is sinking.
You're saying the Kashmir ship is sinking?
It is sinking.
And when you mean that, are you saying India is in danger of losing?
It's not the question of India being in danger. We are all in danger. We are all in danger.
What do you mean by that?
By that, I mean everyone who is thinking of the nation is in danger because everything is slipping. Now, for the last nearly 4 months, there is nothing happening. Development has come to a stop. Education is zero. The university is closed. Schools and colleges are closed. And where is the government?
Which government? Do you mean
the
Delhi
government
or do you
that
mean the
is
state
there.
Government?
Now, neither Delhi is moving in that direction, nor Kashmir government is moving in that direction. Now, when this started, the Home Minister arrived.
Rajnath
there was
Singh.
Hope.
Yes.
In that delegation that came from the
yes.
parliament,
yes.
that something will move
yes.
forward.
Yes.
But nothing happened. The delegation of all opposition parties went and met the president, met the prime minister, brought the situation before them, and we almost all had hoped that there would be some move from the prime minister in breaking this impasse. Nothing has happened.
So let me take this to Professor Amitabh Mattu, because those are really strong words. The Kashmir ship is sinking. We are all in danger. Where is the government? There is no hope. And Delhi is in denial. Amitabh Mattu, the Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti did speak about putting children at the heart of this conflict when you actually saw people between 13 and 16 out on the streets. Do you agree with Farooq Saab that actually Delhi is in denial and that we are in denial to a degree that there is a danger that we will lose the Kashmiri people's connection to the rest of the country?
I think Farooq Saab is someone who's seen Kashmir far more closely than I have, and he has been at the helm of affairs. But as someone who's a born optimist, I always look for the silver lining. And while no one can deny that this summer, what we witnessed was a tragedy of enormous proportions. But what you have to try and see is that today you have at least the signs of that impasse being broken, because you have a ostensibly track 2 delegation led by a former foreign minister, and the doors which are closed, including Gilani Saab's door, were open to them. So, and finally, as Farooq Saab, I'm sure, will agree with this, that there is no way out other than dialogue. If education and our children suffer, All those who have a vested interest in continuing this conflict are responsible. After all, let's remember that in every religion, education is put at a premium. The first commandment to the Holy Prophet of Islam by Allah himself was Ikra, read. In the Rig Veda, you have Tamsoma Jyotirgamya, lead me from darkness to light. So anyone who's burning schools, depriving children of education, cannot be a friend of Kashmir. Cannot be a friend of
the Kashmiri
people.
Amitabh, who is burning these schools? No one is officially taking ownership of this. Who is behind this? Are these militants? Are these who's doing this? And how do you respond? Okay, answer that first, then I'll ask you my next question. Yeah. Who's doing this?
Yeah. You know, I can't second guess an investigation, and anything that I might say here right now to you, given my official position, is subject to creating a controversy. But I am told by the police that they're investigating, they're trying to find a pattern. But as I said, anyone who is a friend of Kashmir, whether you want Azadi or whether you want the status quo or whether you believe in the idea of India, no one can be a friend of Kashmir if you are burning schools and depriving children of education.
But Professor Mattu, you said a window has opened with Yashwant Sinha meeting Gilani, but the BJP has totally disassociated itself from that initiative. He said he's gone on his own initiative, he doesn't represent us. What I want to ask you is there not a deep ideological dissonance in the alliance? We have seen after Uri and the surgical strikes, a complete cold freeze with Pakistan. Your agenda of agreement talks about an outreach with Pakistan. We have seen the BJP saying, we don't want to touch the separatists. We will not initiate any dialogue. Your alliance agreement talks about an outreach with the Hurriyat. We have a ratcheted up political discourse around nationalism, where anyone who even talks about peace in Kashmir today or looking for tractable solutions is called an anti-national by many BJP supporters. Isn't the alliance becoming part of the problem, sir?
Can I just respond to this? You know, there's always posturing in public life, as I've learned as a rookie in public life, that there is often posturing and there's deniability. A former external affairs minister comes and meets Mr. Gilani and other separatist leaders, and the BJP distances itself formally.
Yeah.
I have doubts about that.
You're
but
saying the BJP
important,
endorsed
the point
this initiative?
You made was,
are you saying it is your information that the BJP endorsed
I did not say that. I said in public life you have to maintain a posture for your constituency, even while you might do things that you could distance yourself from or disconnect yourself from if they turn out wrong.
Okay.
But the more substantial question that you asked about the agenda for alliance,
yes.
Mufti Saab made this giant leap of faith. The fact of the matter remains that in Jammu, you had the BJP virtually sweeping the election. He believed that what you need in Jammu and Kashmir and then beyond is reconciliation. And that if reconciliation has to begin with Jammu and Kashmir trying to understand and engage with each other.
Okay.
The agenda of alliance, the Prime Minister himself has said, is something that he holds sacred.
Yes.
Now, if that is a sacred document, obviously we may differ over the sequencing of what should happen.
Yes.
But if the Prime Minister says it, I believe that. And on Pakistan, the fact of the matter remains that Prime Minister Modi, notwithstanding what the opposition might think of him, did try to make that opening by first inviting Nawaz Sharif for his swearing in and then visiting him on his birthday and his daughter's marriage.
Right.
How many Prime Ministers would do that? Not that I would endorse everything that is being done, but I'd say that there was this opening there.
Okay. Farooq Abdullah, let's bring you in. When you say, where is the government? What is it that you want the government, both in Delhi and Srinagar, to do that hasn't been done? Because
Let me answer this question first. As you also brought up with Professor Mattu, the agenda for the alliance.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to tell him that when that party went for election, they said to their people for their votes that we want to keep BJP out. It's on that basis that they got the vote. Mm. One of the tragedies of that state today is that most of the people feel that they have been betrayed. That is one point. Second point, I must tell you, if there is going to be a solution to this problem, then whether it is an agenda or not, Prime Minister will have to talk to all those stakeholders there as well as Hurriyat. Otherwise, there is no question of peace coming to that valley.
But we see no willingness right now in Delhi, especially after the Uri terror attacks.
Second, he will have to talk to Pakistan if we want sustainable peace. You remember when Bajpayee ji went across
and Kargil happened? Yes.
But did he stop talking? They brought General Musharraf here and a dialogue took place. We had thought that something will happen. Even now, I think, if the Prime Minister takes this thing in his own hands and goes to Kashmir and talks to those people, I'm sure half the problem will be solved.
But Farooq sir, before I take that to Amitabh Mattu, do you believe after the Uri attacks, the fact that, you know, we have figures released which say 130 militants have been killed this year, we see multiple terror attacks, you've seen the surgical strikes, you've seen a complete cold freeze between India and Pakistan. In this environment, where is the Pakistan dialogue going to revive? Mr. Modi would then be accused of complete doublespeak on his Pakistan policy.
Well, didn't Bajpayee ji, after the Kargil,
but Modi is not Bajpayee. He also said we are not going to talk. Modi is not necessarily Vajpayee. Every prime minister
then,
is different.
Then wait for the disaster to happen. If that is what they want, then the disaster is right at the doorsteps.
Amitabh Mattu, let's bring you in. Let's bring you in on this. I saw you actually agreeing with Farooq Saab that the prime minister must reach out. That is what the PDP wants. But would you not concede that the BJP is in a very, very different mood? They're not even willing to bless the Yashwant Sinha initiative. At the moment, nationalism is very much a political slogan of the BJP. That's how I would see it. And in that nationalistic stated position, this outreach with separatists, I don't see it happening.
You know, the Farooq Saab mentioned Vajpayee ji, and if you look at some of Vajpayee ji's speeches in the 60s, and if you do some research, you will see them being also in some ways hyper-nationalistic. But I think power tempers, moderates, and you begin to recognize the need to engage. I agree with Farooq Saab. I think that every Indian who's concerned about the people of Jammu and Kashmir must engage. Unfortunately, and I don't say this to you personally, TV anchors are as much of kind of force multiplier in the In the discourse.
I mean, you have to exempt me from that because I'm actually called anti-national for my more complex views on Kashmir. So you can't accuse me. You can't accuse me of being one of those television anchors, Amitabh. You have to immediately state that at the.
No, I agree with you. I said this is not personal.
Yes.
And congratulations for going truly global by becoming a columnist for the Washington Post.
Thank you.
So I just realized that. But more importantly, I think the humane, humanitarian, liberal, democratic, multicultural face of India should become visible to every Kashmiri. And frankly speaking, I think we have to rise above party politics. I think Farooq Saab is someone who has those qualities of head and heart where he can be generous. He visited me in Oxford as a student and I remember the graciousness which he showed. But he has to move beyond the National Conference to really... Not in a party sense, but to rise above that partisan politics to try and see how we can build a coalition of all those who want sustainable peace in Jammu and
Kashmir.
That's
a very important point, Farooq Saab, that this moment is actually, and I say this because I know Kashmir, is a possible conflict, possible crisis point for mainstream parties like you. National Conference and the PDP, who have chosen to join the electoral process. What we're seeing in the Kashmir Valley right now could render both of you irrelevant in your capacity to, as you yourself said, we're looking at possible disaster. National Conference has been accused by the PDP of playing partisan politics. Amitabh Mattu says, Farooq Saab, at least you must rise above that. As the tallest, most senior politician of the state, now that Mufti Saab is not alive.
Barkha,
yes.
Who started this politics? We never did. We're not responsible for it. We wanted to build consensus between all these parties so that we could take the state forward. This has been our ambition. In 96, when I went to the polls, where were all these parties? They didn't exist. They didn't want to fight. But there is a piece of poetry. Akela chala tha main maidan mein. Log aate gaye, karwaan banta gaya. We fought. We fought with what idea? that we have to save the state from the disaster it was in. And the promise that the Prime Minister of that time made to us, sky is the limit as far as autonomy is concerned.
And none of that happened.
None of that happened. Yeah. We lost face before the people. They tell us on our faces, what happened? I tell Amitabh, we all want peace. We all want development. We all want our children to study rather than throw stones. Where is that atmosphere?
What would you like Mehbooba Mufti to do in particular?
In particular, she should come, stand near the Prime Minister's door, not leave there, then she's able to convince him that, look, enough is enough, get on with it. And get on with the talk so that we can sort this out, even if they fail in the elections in UP and other places. Country is more important. Nation is more important than winning elections.
Amitabh Mattu, I must allow you to come in there and then Farooq Saab can take the last word. Mehbooba Mufti must stand at Mr. Modi's door and not leave till he understands the gravity of the situation, says Farooq Abdullah.
I mean, I think that's obviously metaphorically, but I think Farooq Saab, who is his own standing, and everyone else should also not just talk to the Prime Minister, but I think everyone, civil society groups, I think Yashwant Sinha Saab has taken a tremendous initiative. I think we need greater engagement of right-thinking people from India with Jammu and Kashmir. Political differences will exist, people will contest elections,
yes.
But this is too important. As I said, I think what you also need is to ensure that Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh speak to each other.
Yes.
And then beyond that, there is absolutely no difference when Farooq Saab says dialogue, engagement. I think dialogue and engagement at every level. The all-party meeting, the all-party delegation visited Jammu and Kashmir.
Yes.
Gilani Saab, for whatever reason, did not open his doors.
But
he has opened the door today.
Yes. He's. So you believe that there's a glimmer of hope, but you don't think that.
You see, let me tell you. Yashwant Sinha came.
Yeah.
We are very glad that somebody did come.
Yes.
Did knock at their door and they met him.
Yes.
That is, ice is broken. This has to be continued.
Yes.
Others must also keep on hammering that nation does see your pain.
And you want that initiative from Mr. Modi himself?
Yes. That the pain is there and this pain needs to be treated now.
Because otherwise?
Not allow.
Because otherwise?
Otherwise, there will be cancer. And there will be no way any doctor can save it.
Strong words there, and we're glad for at least a bipartisan conversation on this program between you and Professor Mattu. Farooq Abdullah, thank you for your outspoken.
I have never had any differences with him.
Yes, but it is rare on television these days to see this kind of civility on an all-important and sensitive issue. And I thank you both for maintaining that and taking the conversation to a higher level and confronting honestly how bad the situation is on the ground and the urgent need for dialogue and healing and outreach. Amitabh Mattu, Farooq Abdullah, it is a pleasure to have you on the Buck Stops here.